Tonight, each and every show, we like to kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. The Grand Dame, Victoria Jones. I can hardly believe it. She's joining us this time around. Victoria, it's always fun to have you on the show. How you been?
Been great, thank you. I'm so glad to be with you.
And so, you know, it's been kind of cold in Washington, although I hear there's a thaw going on. So the fur coats that you were wearing that infuriated PETA, did you put them in the back of your closet?
You know, I'm one of those who will throw ketchup at people who wear fur.
All right, so no fur coats. That's good to hear. I agree with you. I don't have any fur in my wardrobe either. Before we get into the politics of the day, I guess the president's got something going on with Stephen Harper, and it has nothing to do with the Keystone Pipeline, but it has everything to do with hockey, right?
Yeah, he trash-talked Harper yesterday at the joint press conference over the two hockey games coming up, and now they've got a bet on. They've been tweeting, trash-tweeting. Now they're wagered a case of beer on the men's and women's Olympic hockey games. Harper said he'd send Obama a case of Canadian beer, and Obama didn't specify. Now, that means Harper could be in line to receive a case of the highly coveted White House beer brewed in the kitchen of the executive mansion.
Ooh, I bet that's what it is. That's why he didn't say anything.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, so we'll see what happens in those games. In the meantime, when it comes to what's going on off our shores in the United States, the Ukraine, it's really sad to see what happened in Kiev the other day. It was like the whole place was on fire. And in fact, I thought, sadly, Victoria, it almost looked like a movie set. It was that. There was so much smoke. There was so much emotion. There were so many things happening on all fronts there. And now there's what's the White House going to do? They're kind of in a pickle when it comes to the Ukraine, aren't they?
They are in a pickle. Part of it is they need to wait and see what the EU is doing. And part of it is they did put visa restrictions on 20 members of the government yesterday. I'm pretty sure they will announce sanctions at some point. And I'm sure that they're in very close contact with the EU foreign ministers, who are all meeting today, all 28 of them, in a crisis emergency meeting in Brussels today. And I think that they will wait and hear what comes out of that, because they're discussing sanctions today. But within today, the press secretary at the White House issued a statement on Ukraine saying, "We are outraged." That's very strong language for the White House, by the images of Ukrainian security forces firing automatic weapons on their own people. Urge Professor Yanukovych to immediately withdraw his security forces from downtown Kiev and to respect the right of peaceful protest, and we urge protesters to express themselves peacefully. And also, interestingly, they say, we urge the Ukrainian military not to get involved in a conflict that can and should be resolved by political means. They also say that the use of force will not resolve the crisis. And again saying, the U.S. will work with our European allies to hold those responsible for violence accountable. Now, the interestingly, today, the Russians weighed in on this, and Foreign Minister Lavrov spoke out against holding early elections, which is what which is obviously what the protesters want and what many others are urging. So they are also weighing in.
All right, so we're just going to have to watch that unfold, like you say, but there are a lot of things that are happening because there's a lot of pressure all the way around on that one. Very sad, like I said, to see some of that video coming out of there.
And massive death toll. I mean, Health Ministry is saying 67. The medics, the protesters' medics are saying 100.
Oh, that's terrible. Just terrible.
Today.
Yeah, that's awful. That's awful. All right, bouncing back to the U.S., this is something that we've actually talked about. Callers have asked me about this. The Federal Communications Commission now trying to, I guess, give some hope or reassure Republicans that they have no plans to restrict freedom of the press. This has to do with the whole fairness doctrine. What's the deal on that?
Yeah, no, the FCC, I don't think the FCC ever had any plans to reintroduce the fairness doctrine. The FCC is required by law to study ways to eliminate barriers that may prevent some media outlets from getting off the ground. So previously they've had studies that have looked at the history of broadcast license applications and the way minority and women-owned companies participate in things like spectrum auctions and things like that. Well, now they've got a new study that they plan to do in the spring. And they're planning to ask journalists and station owners in Columbia, South Carolina, about their philosophy for covering the news and the way they select stories. And it's going to focus on how critical information needs are reported. And this is what has freaked out a Republican commissioner on the FCC and Republicans who are saying that this is going to be very forcing journalists to answer those questions and really worrying, and that this is a precursor to bringing back the fairness doctrine. Now, the FCC wrote a letter Thursday to Republican leaders, the chairman did, saying the commission has no intention of regulating political or other speech of journalists or broadcasters, and that the research is the first step in a study meant to pinpoint market barriers that may affect the diversity of media voices.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'd be curious to see what they come up with after they do that. The so as we put that on the shelf for a second here, the most important question that I'm going to ask you, Victoria, is because I know you have so much time to burn up, so much free time. Have you been watching House of Cards?
You know, I am behind on House of Cards precisely because of this. I am up to date on Downton Abbey.
So am I.
And really, really worried for Mr. Bates.
I am, too. Something's going on there. His poor Anna, it's such a terrible storyline. What are they doing to us? I don't understand.
I'm really worried. And I'm up to date on Justified and True Detective. And that's pretty much the limit of my TV watching.
Very well, then. You need to catch up on House of Cards. I'm going to have to call Ellen Ratner and see if we can get you some time off so you can do some serial watching.
Yeah, I need to binge watch, like the president did at Sunnylands Resort last weekend.
That's what he did. What did he binge watch?
He binge watched House of Cards, True Detective, and Game of Thrones.
You're kidding.
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting. House of Cards. I would love to get his take on that.
Yeah.
All right, Victoria, stay warm. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Coming up the rest of the way here on this hour of America Tonight, the Olympics at the tail end. We'll get you up to date on what happened there. Crushing defeat. I'm not going to tease you with this one. The women's U.S. hockey team, you heard there the conversation with Victoria about the beer on the line. It looks like Obama is going to have to cough it up. The team loses to the Canadians, and I think they were disgusted with themselves, as they should have been, because they had the lead, a two-goal lead with three and change to go in the whole game. And then they gave it back. The Canadians got two goals, tied it up, went to overtime. The rest is history. And Canada beating the U.S. women's hockey team again. They get gold. The women get silver. The U.S. women get silver. Just a little bit of the highlight. But who's in the lead medal count-wise? We'll talk about it at the tail end of the show. Coming up on the flip side, a man nearly beaten to death. The people who beat him, what did they get when it came to Lady Justice? That's coming up. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Amanda Bolsel here from Midas Resources. Today, February 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,326.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,374.33, $687.16 for a quarter ounce, or $343.58 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,374.33, $687.16, and $343.58.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver are going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. But before we go there, what would a day without the weather be like on ATN? I'd tell you, non-existent. Since I started doing this show, every single week, something horrific bubbles up somewhere in the country at least once a week. Sometimes it's more than that, but we're still talking about the weather, the chill, the snow amounts, getting out of the weather, getting salt delivered, all that kind of stuff. So we got to go live to the mothership. And Nathan Reeder, our technical director, who I'm sure had to go to work with a parka and all kinds of gloves and hats to keep himself warm. Because what's going on in Minneapolis right now?
Well, first off, I want to say that I'm always wearing way more clothes than anyone else is. So, yes, at least a parka. Got my parka on today. Oh, my gosh, there is just... Kyle just came in from outside and sounded like it's even worse than it was when I was out there about an hour ago. Like, wind is just blustering everywhere. Anything that has kind of been plowed is getting snowed over again in, like, 15 minutes.
You're kidding.
It's pretty scary looking. It was really wet, and then it's now it's really cold, and that means tomorrow all of that wet snow that hopefully they get people out plowing will be underneath all of the bright, shiny fluff. So I'm really anticipating fun driving.
No kidding. Those are brutal conditions. So Minneapolis getting more snow. People in the East can... complaining about the kind of snow they get, but in Minneapolis, hey, they get it just as badly, maybe even worse. The Midwest, especially the upper Midwest, and that falls into that category. Luckily, we are in the satellite facility, so nowhere near those kinds of conditions. In fact, it's in the 60s and 70s. How about that? So let's talk about Lady Liberty and a couple of things that have come up. One, the story of the San Francisco Giants fan, Brian Stowe, who was beaten up, could have died. Life is completely different for him now. And what's happened is Marvin Norwood and his pal Louis Sanchez were sentenced for the beating of the fan, Brian Stowe, who was at a game against the Los Angeles Dodgers in 2011. I mean, you have to go back a couple of years, right? And I remember this story so well. So the guy is now brain damaged as a result of that terrible beating. He did nothing. He did not taunt them. There was nothing of that nature. He wore his jersey. So Stowe is disabled, unable to care for himself, and his family has to take care of him. So you can imagine how they feel about this sentence, the sentence that they get. 4 years and 8 years. So Norwood, 4 years. Sanchez, 8 years. And they will be eligible for credit, you know, credit for time served, eligible for good behavior, all that kind of stuff. And it's a travesty, I think, because of what happened, what the assault that they caused, what they did in front of so many other people who were cruising by when it happened. It was at the Dodgers Stadium parking lot after the opening day game. And this was a paramedic from Santa Cruz who went into a coma as a result of being beaten by those two. After returning to consciousness, he is struggling with a severe brain injury. Forever he is trapped. You got to think about this. The guy is normal, living a good life, helping other people besides what his job is, helping other people outside of that job. A huge fan, happens to be in that area, goes to the game, is not taunting anyone, trash-talking, and ends up in this situation. I mean, a guy who was a virile young guy who now has to wear diapers, can't go to the bathroom by himself, and that's what they were sentenced. That's what they were sentenced. And this is a guy who has a son, who has a son who will never know that kind of father again, that just wanted to be able to hang out, ride bikes, play baseball and catch and all that kind of stuff. That's not going to happen. That's not in the cards for him, all because he went to a game and encountered those two thugs. So his father had something to say about it, as did Bonnie Stowe, the Stowe family. Here's what Father David had to say after the verdict was read in Los Angeles.
The attack that you inflicted on my son on March 31st, 2011 at Dodger Stadium was so mean and vicious that it has left Brian unable to care for himself. The time you serve is insignificant compared to what Brian must endure. However, the years that you spend in prison is what you cretins deserve.
Good for them. It's good for the father for calling it like it is. They showed no regret. They were like in their Ray-Bans, hanging out in their prison garb, and could care less when the sentence was read. So absolutely no remorse. His sister said that he takes 13 pills a day. They have to shower him, they have to dress him, they have to feed him. Here's what Sister Bonnie had to say about the about what life is like for her brother Brian.
No sentencing you receive will ever be long enough. Eventually, you will be released. Brian's sentence is a lifetime. You showed no conscience when you didn't come forward. You showed no remorse by dragging this out. Your lack of regret makes me despise you even more. We shower him, we dress him, we fix his meals, and we make sure he gets his 13 medications throughout the day. He takes two different anti-seizure medications to prevent the seizures he endured for months after you brutally and cowardly attacked him.
Yeah, so good for the Stowe family, the sister and the father. The wife couldn't even go. She was so shaken by the whole thing. They read a statement from her, and of course she has the son and the son, who's now life with the father, is completely different than what it was on the course to be. So they make fun of the judge, which they did. They made fun of the judge. They crippled someone for life. Turned him into pretty much a vegetable, let's face it.
Wait, how did they make fun of the judge?
They made fun of the judge because they were making faces, they were laughing and giggling throughout the entire time when they were being sentenced, just grinning and high-fiving each other and all that kind of stuff. And the judge said that they were cowards. I mean, the judge called them out, said they were cowards, but definitely riffed on the judge.
Wow.
Yeah, which is a wow. Usually you don't do that. The judge was George Lemonelli is his name. So they were, I mean, the judge did level them, but they didn't care. They giggled and laughed and all that other kind of stuff. And it's sickening. It's just sickening is what it is. There just are not enough words in my brain that can come out of this mouth to describe how horrific it is. And I remember distinctly when it happened. And how shocked I was when it happened and talking to some people about it. And I spent time in California in both of these areas, in Los Angeles and San Francisco, and have been to San Francisco-LA games. It's a big rivalry. And this is what happens in a parking lot. A guy who's a paramedic who's just walking through the parking lot didn't cause any of this, wasn't, even if he was taunting them, but he wasn't. He was just going to his car, and they decided to go after him, and this is what happened as a result of it. I think the sentence is brutally light. I think the sentence should be much harsher for what they did, showing absolutely no remorse. At the end of the day, this is a lousy game. It's a game, and this is what happened. And the judge even said that. He said, you lost perspective. An unprovoked attack. Unprovoked. And his friends were, you know, the guy, the paramedic, Stowe, Brian Stowe, had friends with him, but they stopped the friends from helping him. 13 medications a day. I think there is no justice. There's not enough justice in the world for what they did, but there is not the right amount of justice that's being meted out there. It's a joke. It's ridiculous. You might disagree. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Meet you on the flip side.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. but this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
From Project 21. He used to work for the Department of Labor, and he's such a constitutional expert. Love this guy. But he's coming on to talk about minimum wage and what it truly means, looking at the numbers, and what would be better alternatives, better ways to employ people, get them back to work, rather than using this minimum wage scenario that, in fact, will hurt the poorest of the poor. He has some great ways to turn the ship around. Imagine that. Yeah, actually, he's got three solutions. So that he's coming up in a couple of hours, and he's going to talk about, with the administration, a new study comes out. Researchers from Stanford University's medical school found that patients with insurance are less likely to get the best care than those who don't have insurance. They found that insured patients taken to non-trauma hospitals, so a non-trauma hospital, were 13 to 15% less likely to be transferred to trauma centers than uninsured ones. So ironically, they get worse outcomes because they're taken care of at a place where there's a lower volume, frankly, of resources for critically injured patients. They analyzed, and these are Stanford dudes, right? They analyzed the data of about 5,000 patients who were critically injured at 636 hospital emergency rooms across the country, and overwhelmingly, this is what stood out. that severely injured patients that are insured probably don't get transferred to the better trauma center where they get better treatment. Instead, that doesn't happen. So what's the glaring thing that we know? The shootings, the traffic accidents, all that kind of stuff, that's the most common causes of death among people, you know, under 44. Think of South Side of Chicago, how often they treat. Think of a lot of the inner city places. And they show that that's exactly what happens. Uninsured versus insured. And the study was published online in the journal JAMA Surgery, which is a high quality publication. You know, the places where you're going to look for real information, good information, that's going to be one of them. So the disparities, I think, is incredibly disturbing. Incredibly disturbing. So you mean if I'm not insured and somebody shoots me and I'm in some city somewhere, some suburb somewhere, I have a better chance if I don't have an insurance card on me or I don't have insurance? Anyway, Cooper goes off on that a little bit, too. He's great. He's coming up a little bit later. All right, so, you know, the bad news I already gave to you, that the sentence was so light for those two bottom feeders and what they did to Brian Stowe, the fan, and I think there's been a lot of reaction to that probably across the country. And I think the bravo for the family who are not looking for that, but that they were there, they get their day in court to at least confront them. And these guys were just cold and calculating, got scolded by the judge, had nothing really to say. No remorse. So, well, we almost beat the guy. He's a vegetable now. Ha, ha, ha. My mother used to tell me, what goes around comes around. I'm going to believe that what goes around comes around in this case. Now, there was something else that happened in a courtroom that was pretty darn big, too. And this is that loud music thing. Michael Dunn, a white guy, kills a black teenager when he shot at an SUV. And what was the deal there? The deal was that loud music, he freaks out, and then he just, you know, goes off. So there was a 12 split over the issue of self-defense. That's what one of the jurors said afterwards. And one of the things they said was race was never a factor. The juror said, well, race was never a factor. That wasn't what we looked at. And this is Florida. So one of the things that was brought up was the stand your ground again. So that juror, it's always interesting to hear what the jurors have to say, because that's like the fly on the wall. They're there when it's being debated. So the Florida jury on Saturday that convicted Dunn on the three charges of attempted second-degree murder for shooting into an SUV holding the four black teenagers after arguing with the 17-year-old about the volume of the music, that was big, because Dunn is white, Davis is black. They started to go down the road of, oh, was there some kind of race thing here? But a first-degree murder charge for Davis's death results in a hung jury. And then you have the jurors saying, yeah, we didn't talk about the race thing at all. And the problem is, one of the jurors said, is that they think Dunn is guilty of murder, but not as charged. That he's guilty of second-degree murder. I mean, this is fascinating. So the juror says, I think this is about the guy who shot into the car. I think he's a good guy. I don't think he hates everybody. I don't think he walks around wanting to shoot everybody. I think he made a bad decision. So they say they weren't really split over the issue of self-defense, because in his testimony, he insisted that he was threatened, by the teenager, and he saw a gun. But police, of course, never found a weapon. So a lot of the jurors thought that he crossed a line when he continued to fire at the SUV as it was leaving. And the whole self-defense thing, I guess, you know, didn't really wash. But it's a hung jury. The hung jury. And then there was the witness who happened to be the fiance of Dunn, who was the shooter. And they say she had a big impact in some with some of the jurors because she testified that after the shooting, he never mentioned to her that he had seen a weapon of any kind. Oh, my. But again, still go back to the hung jury. Now, here's the thing. It's interpretation of the law. Florida law says the use of deadly force is justifiable if someone reasonably believes that the force is necessary to prevent imminent death or great bodily harm. The law also says people have no duty to retreat from an attacker, as other laws in 21 other states say. So the attorneys for the shooter, for Michael Dunn, didn't use the stand your ground defense. They talked about it. But the prosecutor says that the laws need to revert to what they were before stand your ground was enacted in 2005. So, I mean, it's more information than you know. Bottom line is the guy freaks out about the loud music, goes up to the SUV, shoots into the SUV. And this goes back to November of 2012 when he pulled into a gas station in Jacksonville and parked next to this Durango full of teenagers with the music thumping and going. They were there to pick up some gum and cigarettes. He had just done, had just left his son's wedding with his fiance, who had gone into the store to get some wine and some food. He didn't like the loud rap music. He called it rap crap coming from the SUV, so he asked them to turn it down. And they didn't. And then that's when all of that happened. Then all of a sudden, he's got the gun. It's sticking out of the... What they're saying is the gun was sticking out of the Durango. Dunn lost control, fired 10 bullets. 9 hit the SUV over the music that he didn't like. Oh, my. So anyway, hung juror in that one. I mean, the bad news is, I mean, you got to think about this. So, is anybody in Florida able to shoot at a car full of people because they hear a loud radio? I mean, come on, in this one, that's just stupidness, right? It's stupidness. It's amazing. I mean, what a knee-jerk, crazy, silly thing. Unless there was something else, there was some other kind of threat thrown in his face, which they could not find that. They had no evidence of that whatsoever. So, cloudy vision, I think. I mean, cloudy vision. So, in Florida, is it fair to say you may be standing at the biggest craps table of all when it comes to justice? Might be doing it. No death penalty, none of that kind of stuff, because at the beginning this was kind of thrown out there. That didn't happen. So the confusion over the law twisted into different things, the stand your ground law. I think they're going to have a lot of debate over this one. A lot of debate. Coming up, the Olympics. How are we doing medal-wise? Are we in the lead? Did we take any more home? And how are our athletes doing? Especially the female hockey players. The men are coming up as they get ready to take on Canada. Will they be vying for gold on Sunday? We're talking about it on the flip side here on ATN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. $20. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hopefully smoother than what's happening at the Daytona 500. Lots of wrecks happening. A big bad wreck that really rattled some nerves. We're going to rattle a few nerves too, I think, here with some Olympic results next. Great news. Team USA, 25 medals. Russia, 23. And the Netherlands, 22. Woohoo! We have 8 golds, 6 silver, and 11 bronze medals at this point. Unfortunately for the female hockey team, the U.S. hockey team, they got silver against Canada. And you think, well, silver's good, right? They got silver. But in this rivalry, for the past 4 Olympics, the Canadians have beaten the U.S. women. The U.S. women had them on the ropes. They had a 2-goal edge with only 3 minutes to go in the game, and they gave up 2 goals, went into overtime, and then they lost. And you could see it on their faces. What an outcome. Oh, my. What an outcome. What can you do? They got to move on to the next time around. That's all I can say. They just have to wait till the next time around. Hopefully the men represent better and get that gold against Canada. You just have to think of the rivalry and what goes into this and all of that. And in thinking about that, the first stop is getting past Canada. It would be great if it was the gold medal game, but it's not. So Friday, get by the Canadians and then get into the gold medal game. Do the Americans do that? It'd be great to see that happen. But the Canadians are tough. It's like somebody said to me today, well, who has a better chance, Team USA or the Canadians? I mean, aren't most of the hockey players from Canada? Hockey players are from all over the place now, and there's been a lot of American players, frankly, with all the rinks that have gone up. But, of course, yes, Canada has a great lock on the history of the NHL and this, you know, growing up skating and playing hockey. You can't take that away from them. Of course not. You can't do that. But it doesn't mean that the Americans aren't loaded with talent either, and they are. So, yes, there is a possibility. In the women's figure skating, the U.S. Woman that came the closest was Gracie Gold, but she came in fourth, so just out of the medals on a day when there were some medals for Team USA. It wasn't to be on the ice for figure skating. However, Maddie Bowman won a gold medal, and won a gold medal. It was pretty exciting stuff, actually, with a big flag wrapped around her and getting a lift to the podium from a teammate, David Wise, who won the men's event. I'm giving you a hint there. We're talking about freestyle skiing. And Maddie Bowman of the U.S. gets a gold medal in the women's Olympic half-pipe skiing. How about that? Very cool. It's good to see that because that, I'll tell you, that's a tough sport. And it's been a long push to see that get into the Olympics. So just 20 years old from South Lake Tahoe, had the highest scoring runs in the finals, and she edged out the tough French competitor for the gold. That counted for another one of those gold medals. And that's your total. So Team USA ahead. Closing ceremonies, by the way, on Sunday. It seems like the Olympics flew by to me. Not always, but it seems like it. There's been a lot of problems for the U.S. athletes. And I think that one of the biggest things that's been highlighted has been the speed skating thing and the problems with their suits. And was it the suits or was it something else? Because the speed skaters didn't win a medal in Sochi. So much of the focus was on the medal as a possibility. And then these high-tech skin suits that they actually dumped halfway through the games. And afterwards, the speed skaters, some of them said that the issue with the suit was just the tip of the iceberg. That there were other problems. Over the last few years, they say a few have raced better in spite of the organization instead of because of it. And a lot of those quotes came from Maria Lamb, who just said, forget it, I'm just going to tell it like it is. What's the problem with the American speed skating team? What's the problem with that? So they get this new suit developed by Under Armour and from defense giant Lockheed Martin having a hand in it too. Shawnee Davis, Heather Richardson, Brittany Bowe, all considered to really take home maybe gold or at least a medal in multiple events, and they didn't. Nothing. Zero. The best American finish, seventh. Seventh was the best with two events left. How crazy is that? So they're saying that it's come to a head, that we definitely have problems with this organization. We lost staff. We have a lot to deal with. There's a lot of controversy, and it's affected the speed skating team. And that has to change. Wow. Interesting. It's good that she came out and said that, because then maybe they address some of the problems. I don't think it didn't sound so much like sour grapes. I read all of the stuff that she wrote. But needless to say, it's a big slap that you have these couple of these incredible athletes who didn't do what they thought they were going to do and even medal at all. You know, not meddling at all. So the racing suit made them slower. And is that valid? Somebody said to me, is that valid? Shawnee, luckily, did not say anything. Shawnee Davis not saying anything, I think, was smart. Because there is that thin line between, okay, I'm complaining, we didn't win, so I'm going to look to somebody to complain, and having a legitimate beef. And in one way, I think it's good that she spoke out, but in another way, maybe the timing. Maybe she could have changed the timing a little bit and talked about it after the games, further down the line. But, of course, that's when you get the most attention. So just to recap quickly, because I am getting a lot of emails on this. I mean, 23, 24 million people are watching the Olympics, and we have the most medals right now. So we're in the lead as far as that's concerned, just straight-up medals. And then breaking down the medals as to gold and silver and bronze, which I told you in a previous show, you know, if you win a gold medal, you get $25,000. Of course, the problem is the government takes almost $10,000 of it in taxes because it's considered to be taxable income. Isn't that just a poke in the eye? We want your money. Here's the IRS man. Here's your money, and we want part of it right now. Give us that money. So 25 U.S., 23 Russia, 22 Netherlands, 21 Norway. Canada has 20 medals now at this point. And we see what's going on with the Ukraine. And actually, the Ukraine has a medal, has a bronze medal while all of this is going on. A bronze medal. How about that? Very, very sad. Ending on this note, very sad to see what's happening in the Ukraine and the clashes and the amount of life, which is kind of varies depending on who you talk to, but any is too many when you see some of the shots from that fire and what they did in that Liberty Square. Just astonishing.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.